Good morning. Beautiful, beautiful morning. And we embrace this hour of worship. We embrace this time to be together. I do have, on a sad note, two announcements to make. And of course, I'm looking out here to see, where's Betty? There she is. Thank you, Vicky. Betty's right here. We want to lift up Betty and her family. Her brother-in-law, Dale Zeitzloft, passed away. Lois's husband, Dale, passed away this week. So we want to remember Betty, Lois, obviously, and the entire family. Also, we just got word that just last night, Steve King's father passed away. And so remember them down in Indianapolis. So we do certainly want to lift up these two families. Now, then again, on a lighter note, my goodness, we have Tyson. And Tyson, just your buddy here. You want to say something about your buddy too? All right, let's go. Hey, there you go. Can you raise a shout here for the history-making king? Crestview Knights, my goodness. And again, Tyson, as I shared with you and your family, we have been so proud of you taking the opportunity to use this as a platform to, you know, to bear a witness, to be a team of sportsmanship, and also many have gone on to use that platform to give their witness for Jesus Christ, and that is just a profound place. It's history. It's history. So thank you for making history all the more special, and what an honor it is to have you and the family and your classmate, your player mate here, manager, here with us today. Now let me just ask, is Gary Adams, Kim Mason, and Cheryl Burke, are these persons in the house? Could you raise a hand, please? And together, they are Trinity. Can you give a cheer for Trinity? They will be serving the Lord through a music evangelism, and we are going to be blessed. It is a wonderful day to be here and worship God in the kingdom of God. Any parish notices before we begin our worship? Any parish notices to come before us? Yes, sir. Very good. Next Sunday, Methodist Men's Breakfast, 8 o'clock, right, Coach?
Yes.
Thank you, Bob. A Methodist Men's Breakfast next Sunday, 8 o'clock. Yes, indeed, Vicki, yes.
On behalf of the United Methodist Women, next Friday night is our Girls' Night out at the Edgewood Park Building. It begins at 4 to 8 p.m., and we are inviting all you ladies to come. Bring your girlfriends, bring your friends, family, have a good time. I have flyers if anybody would like to take any to work or pass them out around town or whatever. I do have some extra flyers with me today. I still am needing some appetizers and some desserts. We have 4 spots open. If you know anybody that is an entrepreneur or has a product they want to sell, we do have 4 openings. Just let me know or Ann know, and we'll still take them up till even Friday at 4 o'clock. So we're planning to have a good time, and we'll hope to see you there.
Excellent, excellent, Vicki. Many accolades came in after the last one. So I know word of mouth alone is going to get you a good gathering. Yes, Marianne.
This is just our last monthly meeting in March for United Methodist Women was prayer and self-denial. And part of our mission, well, is that, you know, with, and especially works out with us during the Lenten season, as to what we deny ourselves as a way of, you know, in Christ's manner. And someone mentioned the other day as something how they were, what they were doing as to, during Lent, that they carried cash only. And every time then when they paid out for something, the change they kept, and that's what they were using for, you know, to give, such as what we, as United Methodist Women do, give a donation. And so I thought that was kind of, she didn't use her credit card, but she just used only cash, and the change she had left is what she was putting into a cup or a kitty to, you know, be donated for a mission project. And part of our United Methodist Women is that what we collect for our self-denial is that we will be giving it to our mission project. So we will be collecting that till about April the 13th. And either you can see myself or Vicki or Lynn in terms of wanting to give towards this mission project.
Excellent, Marianne. There's some great discipleship there. Thank you, sister. Any other parish notices to come for us? Any others? Word to the confirmands, there will be a table fellowship. There will be a table fellowship, carry-in potluck luncheon in honor of Trinity being here, and we're going to break bread together there in the fellowship hall. Following that meal, roughly around, say, around 12 o'clock, we should be able to go ahead and go downstairs to have the first confirmation class, which is basically an orientation meeting, although I will be teaching and sharing with you. But this is our first confirmation class today, and so that would be roughly following the table fellowship. Now, again, one final word to prepare us. When the service concludes, you'll see baskets out here for love offerings to support this great evangelistic ministry of Trinity. And also there will be a basket for those that come later in the, or if you don't get a chance at these entrances in the lunch hall, in the fellowship hall, we will also have a basket if you prefer to use that one instead. But if there are no further parish notices, let's prepare our hearts then for morning worship. Thank you.
us pray. Heavenly Father, this is the day that you have made. We rejoice. We are glad in it. Open our eyes to your presence. Open our hearts to your sovereign reign. And open our hands for your service. All to the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Joy rings through the skies. Gladness cascades like a mountain stream. Delight ripples through the trees. Let your songs raise the roof. And now lift up your hearts, your voices in praise. This opening hymn, 369. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Linda Holden picked it out. I asked her. I know technically it's not yet time for the joys and concerns, but I got to tell you, you ought to be in my position and have Trinity on the front row singing a hymn in harmony. Just a wonderful day in the kingdom. Take this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors through the passing of the peace. to you. I think we're having some technical difficulties. And I want to tell you, when it comes to these technical aspects, I don't even have enough savvy to ask what's wrong. I'll leave it up to the pros up here. But now I've got some great, great, great helpers right now. Look at this. There's strength in numbers. Mahalia and the family's going to be helping us out. If you're a visitor, what a wonderful day to be here. Great day in the kingdom of God. And this would also be an opportunity to get you better acquainted with this hospitality, this church. There are visitors' cards in the pews. If you want to take a moment, if you wish, fill that out. And if you put your phone number on there, when the offering takes place here in just a few moments here, we're going to have the offering. The regular offering is going to take place before the musical ministry of Trinity. And when the offering plates come by, if you wish, drop that visitor's card in the offering plate. And the ushers have got the... I want to brag and say I got the best, but I know we've got great disciples everywhere. At Trinity Friends, certainly, great disciples. But they're wonderful, and they get me those visitor's cards. So I'll get you a call out. We'll get you better acquainted. Now, right now, You see this team right here ready to come serve you in ministry? Joys and concerns. If you have a joy, for instance, visitors, that could be maybe a birthday announcement, maybe a wedding anniversary. Perhaps you want to lift up a testimony of how Jesus Christ is giving you strength in the journey, and you want to give praise to Him. Just raise your hand for that joy. Perhaps it's a concern. We've got several in bereavement, for instance, today. Maybe it's someone you love, and they're in need of prayer. Just raise your hand for those concerns as well. Joys or concerns, raise your hands, keep them up high. Okay, team, can you see them back there? Here they're on their way.
Yeah, the Lord's really been working through me here lately. And yesterday I had to take my sister over to the emergency room. Her blood pressure and heart rate was got up there. But by the time we got over there, it was back down to normal, but her potassium is low, so that's why she's not here. The way the Lord's been working, this lady was sitting in there in the emergency room crying, you know, and after she had some pretty bad things, she was only 38, and her husband has had two heart attacks and really had a bad one this time, was in the emergency room. She's really concerned. And I got talking with her and everything, and I think the Lord led me that way, because when I left, I told her, you know, I says, she grabbed my hand, and she says, thank you for talking with me, and I says, I'll just put you in my prayers, and you and your husband, and she says, oh, thank you so much. So, I mean, the Lord's been working with me, and and Gina, she's... had to go up to the Cleveland Clinic for her checkup, and the doctor up there, praise the Lord, said that her heart's healing, but it's still going to take a little bit of time. They told her it'd be about a year before it got completely healed, and he said it's gone along real good, and they changed a little bit of her medicine to get it to regulate a little bit better and everything, and took her off a couple that they had her on prior, so she's coming along pretty good. She's not getting out a whole lot, but she's hanging in there.
Good.
Thanks to the Lord.
Good, Dave. Thank you, Brother Dave. Thank you for the concerns as well as your witness.
This is several weeks late, but I wanted to say thank you to the church family for the Valentines and the box of goodies that you guys sent. It definitely just meant a lot. A lot of them had some notes on them, but just awesome that the church family was thinking of me. And it certainly opens doors for ministry. You know, people wonder why you get boxes every so often, or that your church family is still thinking of you. And they're like, after 5 years, you know, people, you're still in school and your church family still thinks of you. So I just wanted to say thank you for everyone for thinking of me and for allowing me to open my ministry that way also.
Rachel, thank you so much. And many of those workers are here today to hear that word of thanks. Thank you, Rachel.
It was my mom's birthday yesterday.
Very good. Is it Haley? I can't see. Is it Haley or was it Kennedy? Greg's eyes are getting bad. But, hey, happy birthday, Lisa. God bless. John, I can shout her down here. Let me see if I can field this one. What do you say, Tyson? Raise the cheer. Come on, raise the cheer. Yes, Delta. Delta, indeed, there's a concern. There you go. We want to lift up her mother in our prayers of concern. Tim, yes?
I have a joy and a concern. The concern is that my sister and brother-in-law are traveling to Texas. The joy is that their boy is graduating from basic training this weekend.
Next weekend. Trip of honor there. But yes, indeed, we will keep them in our prayers. But also congratulations to the family, Tim. Any other joys or concerns? Any other hands to go up? Look at this team. This is a wonderful team. Can we give a praise to the Lord for this wonderful team of ministry here? Thank you, children. Thank you. And that was wonderful. At this time, we will turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Lord, you came to lead us in the paths of righteousness, to guide us throughout our lives. You are with us in times of danger as well as in times of peace. Your goodness and mercy are given to us each and every day of our lives. God of amazing grace, help us to bring others into your kingdom. Anoint Trinity as they witness to your love. Anoint each and every one of us for that same purpose, that Jesus Christ may be praised and glorified. And our Heavenly Father, deepen our faith as we lift up from our hearts the prayer that Jesus has invited us to pray with Him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, the ushers will assist us in the morning offering. Let us pray together. Generous God, thank you for the gifts that you bestow upon us daily. Make us aware of each blessing that comes our way. Create in us the constant desire to be blessings for others. Bless what we bring before you, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry.
You may be seated. Sisters and brothers in Christ, prepare your hearts as well as your ears for the music ministry of Trinity. Raise a cheer. Wonderful to have. God bless you. God bless you, sisters. God bless
you. In all my endeavors, I've never had a standing ovation, so don't worry about that. I didn't run a bowl, Bob. It's good to be here. And what a wonderful day. Sunshine, bright, blinding, even probably as you're looking toward us. It's not my hair, it's so. We're going to sing some songs on a new recording to put some hymns on it. So if you know these hymns, you join right in. We'll get a big bus and go with us, okay? You do a good job. Love lifted me.
Hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. hold back the dawning. Quickly face or for the night of choice must come in the morning. You fought the fight to stand the night. The darkness seems so long. You held on to the power you knew. No stopping now, by faith somehow, you see the light is warning. That eastern sky, by, joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah! I hear the voice of the Lord, joy's gonna come in the morning. The sun's gonna shine, it's just about time, joy's gonna come in the morning. The devil has lost this battle, he can't hold back the dawning. Weeping pains or for the night, the joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah! I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Sun's gonna shine, it's just about time. Joy's gonna come in the morning. The devil has lost this battle, he can't hold back the dawning. Weeping pains or for the night, the joy's gonna come in the morning. The devil has lost this battle, he can't hold back the dawning. Weeping maids or for the night of joy's gonna come in the morning. Weeping maids or for the night of joy's gonna come in the morning.
Cheryl said when I should have announced yesterday it's Tim's birthday.
Yeah, we can just forget that.
She's got a big number for her birthday now.
The important thing, I'm still younger than both of them, so she's all up.
Exactly. We can buy a little bit of old Texas.
There we go. It is great to be here today, and it's great to be anywhere in the ward. Even though Gary and I know we are going to be happy to be somewhere this early, we're not morning people at all, are we?
No.
You've got to get a cup of coffee, a couple of Diet Cokes for me to get me going in the morning, but it is great to be here, and we're going to do a song off our newest project, and it's a Squire Parsons song, and Squire Parsons wrote six things that fuel me, I play a lot of me in that song, and I love songs about heaven, and since I went to work, if you don't know, we're for community health professionals, and my job is, I'm a hospice musician, so I spend a lot of one-on-one time singing and the piano and praying with hospice patients. And you know, people say, isn't that a depressing job? And they have more joy in their hearts in those last days than most of us that are walking around healthy. Because you know what? Everything's real to them here. You know, it's not about, am I going to pay this bill or where am I going to eat or what I'm going to do. It's just their time with their family, their friends, and get ready to meet the Lord. And I come out of there, I always get more blessed than I ever can bless them with the music. But this song has become even more to me with doing that job. And it's just caused, some call it heaven, I call it home. And to me, that's what heaven's going to be like. So we're going to be going home.
Got a little country flavor today. Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a
things will not
God for the light of Gary started Trinity about 32, 33 years ago.
and I just started my 21st year of singing with the group, and Cheryl her 16th, and that doesn't happen a lot in any kind of music to stay together that long, let alone gospel music too. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's what God's called us to do, and we love every second of it.
That's because I'm patient.
Okay. But no, we have patient family, and we need to say, Cheryl's husband back there, Stan is on the sound, and my mom's back there yet too. She's an old union person, so I won't hold that against her, but it's okay. But yeah, if you don't know, one of your former members, Ruth Flickinger, is my great aunt. My mom's a sister to Ruby McCoy and Dolores Meyer, so that's how we all fit together. And so I know last year she came out and picked up a hymnal, and it had Ruth's name in it. It was her hymnal, so that meant a lot to her. But we're going to do a song. I'm kind of the one that's very conservative in the group, but I like to move a lot, okay? So this is Our King Jesus. So it's okay to clap your hands or stomp a foot or boogie a little bit. Gary, you don't need to boogie a little bit, but it's okay to get into the song.
This is my leg shape, and I'm not boogie.
I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, refused, scorned, talked about, sure as scorned. I've been up, down, almost to the ground. I got Jesus, he's a lily
Give a praise to the Lord again for Trinity. We will have a table fellowship that follows this. We're going to break bread together
and just continued this Lord's Day in celebration. So let us turn to the Lord now for the benediction. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.